Good morning, everyone. Buenos días. Konnichiwa. No. Konnichiwa. Good stuff. Wow. Can you guys say amen? Pueden decir amen? Wow. If you can't preach after that, you can't preach at all. It's wonderful. Beautiful. I remember you guys brought, not tears to my eyes, but memories back. When I used to be in the academy, I went to the academy first, second grade. That was the only time I went to academy. It was too pricey after that. But I remember I was in choir, and I had a wonderful experience in choir, and I still remember my second grade teacher, Mrs. Dyer, wonderful teacher. She did something in my life that I praise the Lord that, you know, because of her influence, I'm still in the church. So praise the Lord. Ha sido una bendición poder participar 2 años, primer y segundo grado, en una academia adventista. Y agradezco a Dios porque hay algo especial de nuestras academias. Amén. Algo pasa. I know I just have 5 minutes. So, but praise the Lord. I believe we can be able to say important things in a short amount of time. Amen. So bear with me, you know, just a couple minutes. A couple minutes. And by the way, the second song you guys sang, Here I Am, Lord. La segunda canción que ellos cantaron impactó mi vida cuando yo hice una decisión de completamente entrar al ministerio. And that second song you guys sang was a huge impact in my life, especially when God called me into ministry. So, beautiful song. I'll sing along with you guys. But anywho, let us start. Let's start with the word of prayer. So you guys can join me where you're at while I kneel. Father in heaven, Lord, I thank you so much for this wonderful day. Padre, te agradecemos por este hermoso día. Padre, tú estás en este lugar. Sabemos, te sentimos, Lord, you're in this place. And Lord, we pray that you continue to stay in this place. Pedimos que mientras estamos aquí, los breves momentos que abrimos tu Biblia, te pido que hables hasta nosotros. Lord, speak to us through your word today. Lord, use me, Lord, in spite of who I am, Lord, speak through me as well as to me. Padre, te agradezco todo esto en el nombre de Jesús. Amén. Amén. Ok, sí se puede, sí se puede. Sí le llamé el título del sermón. Y brevemente voy a compartir algo que está pasando en este lugar. I'm going to share with you something that's happening in this church. Today we're starting GLOW. Brilla. Estamos comenzando hoy el programa de Brilla. ¿El programa de qué? Brilla. GLOW in English. But anywho... by the way, mi nombre es Israel Zuribe, and I come from the conference office. Ahí trabajo el Ministerio de Ministerios de Literatura. Tenemos programas para los miembros de Iglesia, which is GLOW. We have Youth, and then we have Youth Rush. You guys probably remember this. I went to your school, yeah, with Robert, the guy with the orange hair, zipline guy. Yeah, went to the school, and we presented this. It's a wonderful program for the summer in which los jóvenes pueden colportar, tener una experiencia con Dios y también conseguir becas para la escuela. Pero durante el año, para los miembros de iglesia, for the church members, we have GLOW in English and Brilla en español. Así que hoy voy a comenzar explicando lo que es Brilla. Ahora, quiero avisarles. I'm going to let you know, this is not a sermon. This is not a what? A sermon. You know what? Sister White says that we don't need sermons every Sabbath. La hermana White dice que no necesitamos sermones todos los sábados, sino tenemos... es bueno, dice, que los sábados a veces tengamos entrenamiento para salir y hacer obra misionera. Así que eso que voy a hacer hoy. I'm going to share with you what GLOW is and share with you 5 reasons why everybody can do it. ¿Por qué si se puede se brilla? Así que, comencemos primeramente. Does this thing work? You see that? Okay. Perfect. Okay. Así que la lectura bíblica se encuentra en Lucas 19:10. Y ahí, there, we find God's mission for us as a church, not only back in the day, but now in the present. That was actually his mission when he came to earth. Era la misión de Jesús de ir a buscar y a salvar a quién, hermanos? A los perdidos, los pecadores. Hoy en día, ¿todavía hay pecadores? Today, is there sinners? Today, is there still people who are lost? Yes or no? Yes. And that's why that is still our mission, to go and seek those who are saved. Now, in the Bible, in la Biblia, en la palabra evangelio, the word gospel in the Greek means good news. It means what? Significa buenas nuevas. Y aquí miramos que en la palabra el griego se pronuncia euangelion, euangelion. Ahora, ¿qué buenas nuevas usted ha experimentado en su vida? What good news? What good things has happened in your life this week, this past month, este último año? ¿Qué buenas cosas Dios ha hecho en su vida? Yo sé que cada uno de nosotros tenemos un testimonio que decir, ¿verdad? Somehow, somewhere, God has worked in our lives. And we're here because we have heard that there's good news. Que Dios vino y te ama y murió por ti y por mí. Amen? God came and died for us. And today, we know that in the Gospels, I mean, in the New Testament, Paul talks about what the gospel is practically. El Evangelio es, acuerdo de Pablo, dice que Cristo murió por nuestros pecados, conforme a las Escrituras, que fue sepultado y que resucitó, ¿cuándo? Tercer día, conforme a las Escrituras. Aren't you glad God came out of that tomb? Isn't that wonderful? We have hope. Porque Dios resucitó, tenemos esperanza, hermanos. Hermanos, así que, encontré una cita. I found this quote right here. Y dice la hermana White, que cada adventista se pregunte, ¿qué puedo ser yo para qué? Proclamar el mensaje del tercer ángel. Sister White says, we should ask ourselves a question. What can I do as an individual to be able to spread the gospel, the good news? And you know what? Here's the answer. Cristo vino a este mundo para dar su mensaje a su siervo al fin de que este lo transmitiera a qué? A las iglesias. Ha de ser proclamado a toda nación, tribu, lengua y pueblo. Right here, God's talking that through his servants, one of them being John, God gave him something special, a message in what? In writing, to be able to spread it to the whole world. Now, we know that all of us have been impacted by literature, whether we like it or not. Todos aquí hemos sido impactados por la literatura, ¿verdad, hermanos? It could have been through, you know, a book, a little tract, Steps to Christ, the Bible. Even in our school system, we have literature. It impacts our society, the way we think. Y por eso, Brilla comenzó. And that's why GLOW got started. GLOW was an initiative from the conference. It was made to train, inspire, and equip church members to do something for the Lord. Brilla es algo que fue comenzado en la conferencia en que ayuda a equipar, entrenar, y inspirar a miembros de iglesia para animarse y poder dar el mensaje en estos días. ¿Y cómo es? ¿Cómo es esto? Es a través de la literatura. And how do we do this? We do this through our literature. You guys have probably seen this before, I don't know, in your churches or somewhere, but this is some of the literature we have in Spanish and in English. Aquí hay una literatura, tenemos mucha literatura ahorita en español, en inglés, hasta en coreano. Ya tenemos dos en coreano. And each track either talks about the second coming, talks about, you know, what happens after you die. There's one that talks about, does God care if I'm hurting? Y cosas pequeñitas. These are non-threatening, you know, little pocket signs. Actually, I have one with me. Just to let you know, this is not it. I have one right here in English and in Spanish. This one right here. One in Spanish and one in English. They're non-threatening, easy to read. A lot of, you know, it's just like around four little sides on each side. And in the back, there's a phone number where people could call for more information. And let me tell you, they've been awesome experiences. Personas, hermanos, atrás de este folletito encuentran un número donde llaman y pueden conseguir más información sobre la Biblia. Y he visto muchas cosas increíbles y les voy a compartir. Oh, I'm going to share with you a couple of experiences that have happened with this program called GLOW. And this is a wonderful thing. A lot of people ask me, what's GLOW for, you know? A lot of times they see me up here as a young person. Muchas veces las preguntas que recibo es, ¿qué es Brilla? Y porque me miran aquí como joven, ¿verdad? Creen que es para los jóvenes nomás. They think it's just for young people. But let me tell you, by the way, all of you here, you guys cannot get away with it. You guys are young. Todos aquí son jóvenes, hermanos. Amen? Because God is the ancient of days, so he's old, okay? So we're all young here. Dios es el Dios de ¿qué? Él es Dios del día de ancianos. Ay, se me olvidó. Lo tenía en mi mente, pero tanto de translating home. But anywho, so, pero más, así que todos aquí somos jóvenes. Y Dios quiere usar a cada uno de nosotros. Now, I want you guys to do something. If you have a hand, raise your hand up. ¿Quién tiene una mano aquí? Levante su mano si tiene una mano. Well, si no tiene una mano, levante, ¿qué tiene? Well, anywho, you know, if you have a thumb, you have a thumb. Right, give me, show me your thumb. Enséñame su dedo gordo. Todos, ¿verdad? Everybody here could do evangelism. Amen? Todos aquí los que levantaron su mano y tienen un dedo gordo pueden hacer obra misionera. Amen? ¿Por qué? Why? All you need is a hand, fat finger, or a thumb, and then leave it somewhere and you did it. You don't have to give a Bible study. No tienen que dar un estudio bíblico. You don't have to preach a series. No tienen que predicar. Porque la información aquí predica y da el estudio bíblico. Amén. Hubiera escuchado. I should have heard more amens, you know, because a lot of us are scared to give, you know, to give a Bible study or to preach. But this does the preaching. This does the Bible study. And the cool thing is they're easy to take everywhere you go. Son fáciles de llevar donde quiera que vayan. Now, I know here we have a couple of English speakers. You guys could either visit the conference. Our office is right there if you would like this to happen in your own church. Así que... You guys could visit us. But let's continue. Okay. We're having technical difficulties. Tell me if it changes. No? Okay. Where are we at? Okay. There's four levels. Just to let you know, there's four. I have my notes here, just in case that happened. So, así que, cuatro niveles. How many levels? Four. For each level, you get trained. Cada nivel son entrenados, hermanos. Diferentes niveles. Brevemente, I'm just going to explain to you what this is all about. Four levels, simple levels. In each level, you get training. Ahora, el primer nivel. El primer nivel. Okay. Les llamamos los guardianes. ¿Los qué? Los guardianes. Estos se enfocan a hacer obra misionera como un estilo de vida. ¿Como qué? First level, it's a lifestyle. Literature evangelism is a lifestyle. A lot of us think literature evangelism is going out and selling books, $300 sets. No, it's just spreading literature, even free literature, leaving it somewhere. Así que esto es un estilo de vida. Y nos vamos a enfocar en esta iglesia ahorita en los dos primeros niveles. El segundo nivel se llama los desafiantes. Esto es cuando vamos en puerta buscando ¿qué? Intereses. Second level, that's when we go as a community, as a church. One of us will come and train, and we'll go to the areas and knock on doors, living free literature, looking for Bible interests. Buscamos intereses de Biblia, intereses que la comunidad tiene. Y nosotros, ¿verdad? Tenemos, nosotros, ustedes recibirán entrenamiento de su servidor para que no tengan miedo, hermano. Así que cualquier persona lo puede hacer. Ahora, los siguientes dos niveles, tres y cuatro, eso es ya cuando uno decide ir to the next level. That's canvassing. That's when you do colporting. Cuando ya están colportando. Ahorita, como no tenemos muchos obreros en la conferencia, no podemos enfocarnos en el tercer nivel y el cuarto. So right now, we're going to focus on level one and two. So level one and two. Now, something else, algo otra cosa que este programa tiene, es que también tenemos a una persona que está encargada de ser un líder de estos. Ahora, just to give you an idea, ahora para darles una idea de dónde puedo ser level one, dónde puedo ser nivel uno, aquí les voy a dar unas formas en que uno puede participar del nivel uno. Ahora pongan atención, because it's so easy. You could do level one anywhere you go. Uno de los lugares que usted puede hacerlo es donde? Gasolineras. Gasoline station. You know how sometimes you go and fill up your gas tank if you have a car? Si tiene un carro, ¿verdad? Le llena el gas. Ahí donde está el recibo, ¿han visto, verdad? You could put a track inside, right there where the receipt comes out. A track inside. Ahí puede poner una, ¿verdad? Información sobre los mines centinelas, el BRIA. También. Wow, that was quick. Okay. También restaurants, restaurantes donde usted trabaja puede repartir literatura. And los biles, you know how sometimes you get those annoying bill, you know, advertisements, and they give you a free envelope with the paid stamp, you know, so you could give, you know, if you're interested in, I don't know, like newspaper ads, whatever. You know what I found out? Let's not throw those envelopes away. Podemos usar esos, a veces los biles, esos anuncios que nos mandan por correo, a veces pagan, ¿verdad? Para, les dan un sobre donde pagan para la estampilla. Put a glow literature inside. You know, I heard a story once. Escuché una historia. Someone got annoying, you know, one of those annoying advertisements, but they had one of those envelopes, uno de esos, ¿verdad? Sobres, where the stamp got paid for. They put a glow literature inside and mailed it back. Couple weeks later, después de un tiempo, recibo una carta a la hermana. This person gets a letter saying, I was going through tough times in life, but you send me a glow literature. Usted me mandó algo. And the one that you sent me was talking about if God cared if I was hurting. Y Dios cambió mi vida porque usted me mandó algo que necesitaba en un tiempo que pensaba si Dios le importara que yo estoy sufriendo. She asked for more literature. In fact, she asked for Bible studies. Amen? So now this lady, who this person has never met before, has ministered. How? Because she gave a Bible study? Because she preached? ¿Qué hizo la hermana? ¿Predicó? ¿Dio un estudio bíblico? No, ¿qué hizo? Le mandó uno de estos. Y le cambió la vida a una hermana, a una persona que no conocía. Y ahora, gracias a Dios, está estudiando la Biblia. Anybody can do it, anywhere. Another way you could do it, laundromats, hotels. I got an email. Ayer conseguí un correo electrónico. Decía ahí, mi amigo me dijo, había un señor que trabajaba en unos hoteles, ¿verdad? Ahí la limpieza, es adventista. There's this gentleman who works at a hotel as a janitor. He's an Adventist. And he shared a glow literature with the clerk, the receptionist. Y le dio, ¿verdad? El que trabaja ahí, le dio a uno de los trabajadores un folletito de Brea. Lo leyó, le encantó. Y ahora el señor, ahora mientras limpia los cuartos del hotel, encuentra literatura. So now, the janitor, he cleans the rooms of the hotel. And because he shared this with one of the workers, the managers in there, now there's glow literature in every single room in that hotel. Why? Because someone decided to step out of their comfort zone and do something for God. Things are happening. Jesus is coming soon. Dios viene pronto. And we have an opportunity to participate in something special. Tenemos la oportunidad de participar para apresurar su venida. Amen? Amen. Así que donde quiera, entiendas, en funerales, donde quiera que vaya usted, you could do literature evangelism. Usted puede ser Brea. You could do glow. Now, level two, that's when we go door to door and we do surveys. Vamos a el nivel dos, es cuando ya buscamos intereses. Y miren, se me adelantó un poco. Now, imagine this. Imagínense estos hermanos. Miren ese punto allá arriba. This right here, do you see this? This is this church right here. You see yourself, you can wave to yourself. But this right here is us. We're here. Imagínense, hermano. Imagine this. Imagine. There's some church members. Do I have a laser here? No. But there's church members who live here. Imagínense, hermanos de iglesia que trabajan aquí. And for a full year, un año completo, se dedican cada sábado de trabajar esa cuadra. Church members, for a year, just dedicate themselves just to concentrate on that area they live in. And another one, another couple church members over here. Imagínense, one year, un año, otros miembros de iglesia acá. Imagínense lo que puede pasar, si no nomás en esa área, si donde todos los hermanos de iglesia viven. Well, that's too quick. Please go back. Imagínense, hermano, lo que puede pasar si todos podemos participar. Just in your area, imagine the impact we could have in the whole city. Imagínense el impacto que podemos tener en toda la ciudad. Podemos ganar Glendora, Susa. We could win LA for Jesus. Amen? All we got to do is just take time. Take time. And if the whole church participate, everybody, you know, school kids, everybody, workers, donde quiera que vaya, everywhere you go, if you just help, if you just pass literature out, you don't have to say nothing. No tiene que decir nada. Imagínense el impacto que podemos tener en esta comunidad. ¿Qué dicen, hermanos? Amén. Ahora, hermanos, algo muy importante de este programa es que hay cinco razones muy importantes en que usted puede hacer este programa Brea. Pero algo muy importante, something very important though, that this program needs a leader. It needs what? Necesita un líder. Así que, hermanos, la iglesia, la junta, ha elegido al hermano Ramón Ramírez. Hermano, ¿se puede parar, por favor? ¿Cuántos aquí conocen al hermano Ramírez? Amén, ¿verdad? Dios lo ha usado, hermano, gracias por aceptar. He's going to be the glow leader of this church. Él va a ser el líder de Brea. El hermano, ¿verdad? Si quiere información, él va a estar dispuesto para darle a usted literatura si necesita. Y el hermano se va a encargar de hacer, ya hay sábados, entiendo, que salen a la comunidad. Él les va a avisar también cuando hay eventos. The glow leader is going to let you guys know also when there's special events, where we go visit, for example, like Dodger Stadium, the events where a lot of people show up and we go distribute literature. Así que él se va a encargar Así que hoy a las 3, what time? 3. A las 3 vamos a tener una oportunidad que ustedes puedan participar en este programa de Brilla. Y de hecho, el hermano se va a encargar a reclutar. Así que hermanos, si usted, ¿verdad?, se siente que no está participando y le gustaría participar, anímese y puede participar con el hermano Ramírez. Gracias, hermano. Ok, briefly, 5 reasons why to do GLOW. 5 razones por qué ser Brilla. La primera razón es porque para alcanzar a las almas perdidas. To seek and save the lost. God wants all of us to participate. Do you guys remember? We just read, you know, in Luke 19:10, Jesus' mission was to come and seek those that were lost. It's one way we could do that. The literature had changed people's lives. Una experiencia. Había una hermana. There's a young lady in this bus going to work. She was going to work. And all of a sudden, you know, she has this impression. There's a young man in the bus. Hay un joven en el bus, el autobús. Y tiene una impresión. Tengo que darle un folletito de Brilla. I need to give this guy a glow tract. But she feels a little shy. You know, I can't do this. I can't do this. All of a sudden, the time comes where the guy's going to leave. He's going to exit the bus. Se va a ir el muchacho del autobús. Y la muchacha agarra valentía, va, se acerca, le dice, mira, tengo algo para ti. Se lo muestra. You know what glow tract she gave him? Le dio el que habla si Dios se preocupa si yo sufro. The one that talks about if God cares if I'm hurting. The young man looks at her in the eyes and says, you know what? This is an answer to prayer. I was about to commit suicide today. Yo me iba a matar, me iba a tomar la vida. Pero sé que Dios se preocupa de mí. God does care about me. And he wants me to be saved. And imagine if that lady, she did not get the courage to give that glow tract. What could have happened? But the Lord used her and used the literature to save someone's life. Amen? Dios lo usó para alcanzar a una alma que se iba a perder. And God can use you. Dios te puede usar a ti y a mí. We just got to be willing. Nomás tenemos que estar dispuestos, hermanos. Y la siguiente razón. ¿Por qué sí se puede? Porque... Porque, aquí tengo mis notas, porque es una forma en crecer espiritualmente. It's a way to grow spiritually. And something I like is that when we're challenged to talk to someone, it challenges us, you know, to speak up. Sometimes they ask us hard questions. A veces nos dan preguntas difíciles, pero nos reta a depender de Dios. It challenges us to depend upon God more than ever when we participate in this work. And that helps us grow. Our faith grows. Our faith is tried. Y por eso, hermanos, yo participo en esta obra. Porque me reta. Y yo he visto mi vida espiritual crecer. I've seen my spiritual life growth. Especially when I got invited with Youth Rush. Your faith is challenged, you know? Young people, I remember going to my first store. I knock. I don't know what to say. I was about to wet my pants. But, you know, I had my friend next to me, so I didn't do it. Así que toco la puerta. I don't know what I say, but they buy a book. Compran un libro. And that, you know, and I had wonderful experiences when I did Youth Rush. Con Colporté, el verano con los jóvenes, hermosas experiencias. Que yo no sabía que yo podía ser usado por Dios. Pero Dios me usó porque, ¿qué? Estaba dispuesto. Y mi fe creció. Uno puede crecer espiritualmente. Esa es la segunda razón por qué uno puede participar en este programa. Ahora, la tercera razón por qué uno puede participar es... Porque ahí está donde está la acción. Ahí es donde está, ¿qué? La acción. That's where the action is. I remember when I was a little kid, I wanted to be a spy agent, a secret agent. I wanted to get in the FBI, CIA. Y yo quería ser un agente secreto, ¿verdad? And eventually, you know, I lost that dream because I found out they did dirty stuff, you know, in the CIA or whatever. It's like, nah, you know, I don't want to sell my soul to the government. Así que no lo hice. Pero descubrí algo. Dios tiene una agencia secreta, ¿amen? But guess what? God not only has an army of young people and soldiers, but he also has a secret service. What do I mean by this? Well, check this out. You know, sometimes, you know, when no one's looking, cuando nadie está mirando, ¿verdad? El agente secreto, ¿qué? ¿Hace cosas de qué? Secreto, ¿verdad? Secret agent does things in secretly. You know, when no one's watching, you know, you're just walking, you know, in the grocery, you're at Walmart, you're walking by, all of a sudden, you know, you're walking by the, I don't know, the dairy section, and all of a sudden you just go like this. You just walk by, you know? You know, just dropping literature, you know, here and there. Secret agent, that's where the action is. There's so much action in this work. Let me tell you something. Había una hermana en San Francisco, una hermana muy joven, en sus 50 años, a young lady in her 50s. She was going to the gas station.
She goes to the gas station. She wants to, you know, she wants to pay for her gas. Pero hay tres hombres alrededor del cajero. Y le dice, come on, hurry up. I need to pay my gas. And the men there dicen, señora, ¿estás loca? This is a stick-up. We're robbing the store. The lady does not run away. She pulls out her secret weapon. She's like, bam. She's like in her 50s. She's like, young man, you need to read this to become a better man. And then, you know, one of the other thieves, there's three men, hay tres hombres. Y le dice, usted tiene que leer esta literatura para que sea una mejor persona. Y después, pero con amor, ¿verdad? Con amor, hermano. Y después, you know, one of the robbers is like, you're crazy, lady. You know, what are you doing? And then she ends up giving each person a glow track. Eventualmente a todos los ladrones le da un folletito de brilla. Amen, amen. Now, you know, I don't suggest for you guys to look for thieves or look for, you know, sticks. No estoy diciendo que vayan a buscar ladrones. But God used her. They get nervous, se ponen nerviosos y salen de la tienda. And they're like, let's get out of here. This lady's going to turn us in. So they leave the store. And then the cashier, he's like, lady, you saved my life. Me salvó la vida. Uno de los ladrones tenía una pistola atrás de mí. One of the guys had a gun behind me and I felt it. But you saved my life. What do you have? It must be something important. And she's like, I do have something important. Tengo algo importante. El cajero dijo, ¿cómo puedo conseguir más? Así que la hermana le consigue más literatura. She gets more literature for that guy. And now in that gas station, there's Christian Adventist literature for everyone to get. Amen? Ahora en ese lugar hay lectura adventista, hay información en una gasolinera porque una hermana trató de ser un agente secreto donde quiera que vaya. Amen? Amen. That is where the action is. That is where the action is. Let's review. The first reason is up there. First, la primera es para alcanzar almas perdidas. La segunda es crecer espiritual. Grow spiritually. Second reason why you could do glow. Third reason is because that's where the action is. Porque ahí es donde está la acción. Ahí está donde está la acción. La cuarta razón es porque ahí trae unidad. ¿Trae qué? It brings unity to your home, en su hogar, y en su iglesia, and to your church. A lot of the times we find ourselves, you know what, we have to, let's read this quote actually, wonderful quote. It says here, más de 1,000 personas se convertirán en cuántos días? It says more than 1,000 shall convert in how many days? One day. For those who don't know how to read Spanish, but one day. La mayoría de las cuales arruinarán sus primeras convicciones a la que? Lectura de nuestras publicaciones. It says here that thousands will one day be converted, tracing their first convictions through the literature that we gave to them. Thousands. Imagine one day, thousands of people, one Sabbath morning, walking through your church doors. Amen, ¿verdad? I'll say amen for you. Imagínense un día más de 1,000 personas entrando a su iglesia. Qué hermoso, ¿verdad? Porque la iglesia de Glendora Spanish decidió hacer un impacto en su comunidad. Amén. Dios hace grandes cosas y Dios quiere usarlo a usted y a mí. Pero trae unidad. It brings unity. You know, a lot of the times we want to say, you know, before we go out there and do outreach, we got to make sure all our stuff is okay. Antes de hacer obra misionera, tenemos que hacer, ¿verdad? Asegurarnos que nuestra iglesia está unida, ¿verdad? ¿Verdad? No me gusta el color de la alfombra, mejor que sea rojo, ¿verdad? Que todos que creamos we have the same vision, same everything. But let me tell you something that I discovered throughout the Bible and through my experience. Algo que he experimentado, hermanos. That when we decide to do something for God, all sign, somehow, God brings unity, amen? Algo he descubierto que cuando nosotros decidimos hacer obra misionera, Dios automáticamente trae la unidad. He brings the unity. If you're having troubles in your home, si hay problemas en su familia, Dios va a traer la unidad. Si hay problemas en la iglesia, if there's problems in your church, God's going to bring unity when we start working as one body. You guys remember John 17? Juan 17, la oración de Jesús, que dijo que qué? Que todos los que creían en mí, that they may be one, que sean uno, como yo y tú, Padre, somos uno. That we may be one. And we see that prayer being answered in Acts. The whole church, what were they talking about? They were talking about, you know, what color the carpet should be, right? Amen? No. No, they were talking about how are we going to go conquer the whole world. Estaban pensando en Hechos 1 y 2. ¿Cómo vamos a agarrar todo el mundo? No estaban discutiendo, no había críticas. Ellos están enfocados en salvar el mundo en el nombre de Jesús. Amen? ¿Y qué hizo? The Holy Spirit happened that he came down with fire. And God did something big. Dios hizo algo grande because what? They were focused on saving others. And when the focus leaves us and others, all of a sudden there's unity. Amen? And the last reason, y la más importante razón, la última razón, cinco razón, la quinta razón es porque apresura la segunda venida de Cristo. Amen? It hastens Christ's second coming. Who wants to go home here? ¿Quién quiere ya ir al hogar? I want to go home. I'm tired of all this stuff. I'm tired. I love that song you sang. No more tears. Amen? No more death. Ya no más sufrimiento. Dios quiere venir. Imagínense cuando Dios lo mire cara a cara y con su propia mano le quite las lágrimas de sus ojos. And when God's own hand touches your face and says, you don't have to cry here no more. You're here. Well done, good and faithful servant. Imagínense escuchar esas palabras. Bien hecho, siervo fiel. En lo poco ha sido, en lo mucho, te pondré. Well done. Entra. ¿A dónde? Entra al gozo de tu Padre. Jesus wants to come back. And he wants to take you with him. And he wants to take your neighbor next to you. Everybody here. But it's up to us. Es a través de nosotros. No es que vamos, I'm not saying we're going to be saved by works. No. But our faith should be shown by what? What we do. If we really believe, si en verdad, hermano, no estoy diciendo que estamos salvados por obras. No. Pero si en verdad creemos que Dios viene, que se va a mostrar en lo que hacemos, ¿verdad? The lifestyle we live is going to be shown. If you really believe Jesus is coming soon, what are you going to do? Chill back, Ryan, watch just, you know, TV? No, what? You're going to get ready. Vamos a ponernos a trabajar. What happens? What happens when we know someone's coming to our home? ¿Qué pasa cuando alguien va a venir a nuestra casa? Ah, como especialmente si viene el pastor, ¿verdad? Imagine the pastor's coming to your home. What do you guys do? Oh, you look at everything nice, right? Make sure everything's good. And you guys know kind of what I'm talking about. Well, Jesus is coming soon, and he wants you to be ready, amen? And let's go home. But before we go home, before we hear those words, antes de escuchar las palabras de Jesús a nosotros, primero hay que trabajar, amen? There's first a job to be done. There's a job to be done. And right now, we're going to have deacons. Los diáconos ahorita van a pasar y van a repartir ahorita unos folletitos, unas tarjetas de compromiso. Los diáconos ahorita van a pasar una tarjeta de compromiso. Deacons right now are going to come up to the front and y les van a dar a todos. ¿A cuántos? Todos. Everybody's going to get this little card. This little is a blue commitment card. And it says, you know what? By God's grace, I want to be able to give this much literature in 1 month. Por la gracia de Dios, ustedes van a poner ahí, yo quiero repartir tanta literatura en un mes. I want you to put your name there. If you want to, this is not for me. This is for between you and God. But we're going to collect them. Ahora, no tienen que llenarlas. If you don't want to fill them out, that's okay. Don't fill them out. Pero, what we're going to do, lo que vamos a hacer una meta. Como iglesia, vamos a tener metas, ¿verdad? Para que nosotros miremos cómo vamos a impactar la ciudad. Vamos a tener una meta y decir, por la gracia de Dios, como iglesia, vamos a llegar a esa meta. Repartir literatura para que Dios venga pronto. Amén. Ahora, while you fill out these cards, I'm going to share a little story with you. And by the way, you're going to turn them in. Van a regresar las cartas a los diáconos. Después que las llenen, las van a regresar. Si las llenan o no las llenan, si pueden regresarlas a los diáconos después que las usen. Even if you don't fill this card out, I want you to please return back to the deacons at the end. Pero voy a compartir una historia con ustedes. I'm going to share a little story with you guys. A short story with you about this kid named Bobsy. ¿Cómo se llamaba el niño? Bobsy. Y este niño tenía un problema en su corazón físico. Un día no podía dormir. Era un niño como de 6, 7 años. Y le decía, mami, me duele mucho el pecho. It was at night, and Bobsy's like, mom, I really hurt. I have a chest pain. So they took him to the ER. Lo llevaron al hospital. Y se fijaron que el niño Bobsy tenía una grave enfermedad y que iba a morir. And they discovered in the hospital that Bobsy was going to die. He had this disease that was going to take his life. But something that she did, something that the mom did, she said, you know what? I'm going to ask my little boy, what was his dream? What, if he could have lived, what is his dream in life? Le voy a preguntar a mi hijo, antes, verdad, que se muera, ¿qué es su sueño? ¿Qué es su sueño en la vida? Y va y le pregunta, Bobsy, ¿cuál es tu sueño en tu vida? ¿Qué te gustaría hacer en la vida? And he's like, I would like to be a fireman. That's my dream. I want to be a fireman. She's like, okay. You want to be a fireman? And he dijo, okay. She goes to the local fire department, the station. True story. Va a la estación de bomberos y habla con uno de los líderes, los bomberos. Dice, mi hijo está a punto de morir, pero su sueño es que quiere ser bombero, pero sabemos que no va a vivir suficiente. His dream is to be a fireman, but we know he's not going to live forever. So, could you guys do something? Could he come and be part of, you know, one day, could he stay with you guys and hang out with you guys? Si un día puede venir, Bobsy, y puede estar con ustedes? And the fireman said, you know what? We could do better than that. ¿Sabes qué? Podemos hacer algo mejor. Aquí en esta ciudad hacen los trajes de bomberos. Y vamos a hacer un traje específicamente para mirar la mirada de Bobsy. You know what? We're going to do something better. Right here, we do the fireman uniform. And we're going to make one just for Bobsy, his size. In fact, we're going to do something better. We're going to make him chief for one day. Lo vamos a hacer líder de los bomberos por un día. And that came day. That day came. They had Bobsy. Bobsy estaba en la troca de bomberos con su uniforme, with his uniform. He had his uniform. He was actually riding with the fire truck with the help, you know, of someone else. Estaba ahí en la troca y estaba, verdad, manejando y estaban yendo a incendios. This was for real. He was actually going through to go put fires out. And of course, he had the help of an adult. And eventually, what happened? Eventually, you know, they get to the fire. You know, there's a fire. Se está quemando un edificio. Y el capitán le dice, Bobsy, usually we like to do this and this and this. What do you think? Bobsy's like, you know what? I like that idea. Let's do that. So, you know, so Bobsy's the chief for the day. Bobsy's el líder del día. Y ahí están, ¿verdad?, con los bomberos, participando en todos lugares. And that was the best day of his life. In fact, he saw himself at the 5 o'clock news. En la tarde, cuando llega a casa, se miran las noticias. He saw himself in the 9 o'clock news, en las 9, y hasta la noche. Y él se cuesta con su sombrero. He goes to sleep with his helmet next to his chest. And guess what? He was able to live 3 months more. Vivió 3 meses más. Eventually, a day comes in which Bobsy, the doctor comes in and says, you know what? This is it. Bring all the family. Dice la enfermera, ya, este es el día. Traigan a toda la familia. Así que, ¿verdad? Traen la familia. Pero algo especial hacen. Una enfermera llama a los bomberos y les dice, ¿se acuerdan de Bobsy? And you know, and a nurse calls the fireman. You guys remember Bobsy? Yeah. Well, the day has come. And I was wondering if you guys could come and visit him for one last time. Lo pueden visitar. Los bomberos dicen, we'll be there. Y les dice al hospital, you know, let them know if they hear sirens, that we're just coming to pay our respects to one of the finest firemen in the city. And they go. Y llegan al hospital. Y la escalera del troque al tercer piso. He was on the third floor. So from the truck, you know, they raise the ladder. And 5 firemen go in through the window. 5 bomberos entran al cuarto de Bobsy. Se sientan ahí, ¿verdad? Y ahí está Bobsy contento. He's surrounded by firemen. And all of a sudden, you know, with the permission of the mom, the chief, el jefe de los bomberos, con el permiso de mamá, recoge a Bobsy. Y ahí lo está, ¿verdad?, meciendo, rocking him. And Bobsy looks into the chief's eyes and says, am I now a real fireman? ¿Ahora soy un bombero real? Y el capitán dice, yes, Bobsy, you are. And with that, Bobsy closes his eyes and he falls asleep. Y con eso, Bobsy cierra sus ojos y duerme. Hermanos, esto nos trae gozo, esto nos hace algo al corazón. This does something to us. But could you imagine these human beings? They knew what his dream was, and they did anything possible to fulfill this dream. Ellos sabían el sueño del niño, hicieron todo lo posible para que ese niño pudiera cumplir su sueño. Amen? Let me tell you, God has a son, and he has a dream. He has a dream. For all to be saved and none should perish, but that all should have eternal life. Y el Hijo de Dios tiene un sueño también. Que todos aquí nosotros podríamos ser salvos y salvar a los demás. Ahora, una pregunta. If you knew in the bottom of your heart that if you could do anything for God, God was going to be able to help you do it, Si usted supiera, una pregunta, si, if you knew, si usted supiera que Dios pudiera cumplir cualquier sueño en su corazón para la honra y gloria de Dios, si tú supieras que Dios puede usarte, if you knew that, why aren't we doing it? ¿Por qué no lo estamos haciendo? This is a question for myself as well. And today is an opportunity. You know what, God? All right, I want to do something for you. Jesus Christ died, but he died with you and me in mind. He had a dream to see you in kingdom. Él tenía un sueño para mirarte a ti y a mí en el reino de Dios. Y hoy están haciendo un compromiso, no conmigo. You're doing a compromise with God today. Lord, I want to be in heaven, but I want my fellow neighbors to be in heaven. Yo quiero que la ciudad de Glendora, I want a Glendora, a Susa, St. Gabriel, to be one for your kingdom. And you're going to write there, by God's grace, I'm going to give this much literature out so that people may know about your love. Para que personas crean que tú vienes pronto. En este tiempo, si los diáconos pueden recoger los papelitos, si los pueden pasar, if you guys could pass the little commitment cards to the sides and give them back to the deacons right now. We're gonna pray for them. If you could pass the cards back to the deacons, even if you filled it out, and even if you didn't, please pass it back to the deacons. Si la llenaron o no, pásenlo a los diáconos. Pásenlo a los diáconos. Now, I would like everybody to close their eyes. Everybody, please close your eyes. Cierren sus ojos. Cierren sus ojos. Y vamos a hacer un llamado, ¿verdad? Si hay alguien aquí, ¿verdad? Hay muchos aquí. ¿Quién es aquí? Who here with me wants to say, you know what, God? I want to be able to make an impact in the city. And I want you to use me. If you want to say, Lord, you know what? I really haven't been used, or I kind of stopped. I don't feel like I'm being used. I want to be used some way or another. Cierren sus ojos. Close your eyes. And you say, Lord, Dios, yo quiero ser usado. Yo quiero que me uses a través de tu Espíritu Santo. I want you with me to stand up. Párense si usted quiere decir, Dios, quiero ser usado. Quiero ver tu rostro. Párense conmigo. Stand up if you want to say, Lord, by God's grace, I want to see you face to face when you come in your kingdom. Stand up if you want to say, you know what? I want to see you face to face. You're not making a commitment with me. You're making it one with God. Lo está haciendo con Dios, hermano y hermana. Lo está haciendo con Dios. Amén. Que Dios te bendiga. Y también estoy aquí. Quiero hacer uno llamado. I want to make another one. Pacific Appeal. Stand up. If you feel God. I have not had an experience with God. Yo no he tenido una experiencia con Dios. Yo he escuchado de Dios. Yo crecí en la iglesia. I grew up in the church. But I have not had an experience with God. I don't know if this whole Christianity thing is for real. Yo no sé si en verdad la cosa de Dios es de real, es de verdad. Pero Dios, si tú eres real, if you're real, God, I want to experience you in my life. I'm tired of just going through the motions. Ya estoy cansado de ir por las puras rituna, las mociones. Yo quiero tener una experiencia contigo, Dios. If that's your request, and that's my request, because I believe each day we can have an experience with God. Yo creo que cada día podemos tener una experiencia con Dios. Y usted quiere decir, you know what, Lord? You know my heart. And that's the beauty thing. God knows your heart. And if you want him, he will show and reveal himself to you. Amen. Dios se va a revelar en tu vida a través de este programa también. God's going to give you experiences. God's going to give you an experience through this literature as well. You're going to be surprised. Dios te va a dar una experiencia a través de este programa de Brilla. Y si tú quieres participar, hoy vamos a hacer algo especial. Venga a las tres. Come at three if you want to participate. We're not just going to do it today. We're going to do it every... Y el hermano va a hablar cuántos sábados vamos a hacerlos. But I hope you've been blessed. I know it was quick. But you guys, look around you. You guys are soldiers of the cross. Amen. Son soldados de la cruz aquí. We need each other. It's not just youth. It's not just adults. We need both of each other. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Let's go ahead and sing. We're going to sing right now. Hay lugar en amplia villa.
Entonaremos el himno 450. 450. 450, please.
Hay lugares.